If we left off last week, we were just talking a little bit about certain kinds of foods that are not covered in the regular rules of Hamotzi. One of the items that's not covered in the regular rules of Hamotzi is Yayin. If a person has wine in the middle of the meal, wine and grape juice, one is required to recite a separate bracha by bread often, unless one had wine before the meal started. Say, you make Kiddush, so that's understood. When you make a bracha by bread Kiddush, some people like to make a bit of wine in the middle of the meal, they like to finish off a little bit of Kiddush left over in the cup in the middle of the meal. So then that the wine would be covered by the bracha that they recited at the beginning. But otherwise, the person didn't have wine at the beginning of the meal, they went just down and have a cup of wine and grape juice in the middle, and they'd be required to recite another bracha by bread. What about other kinds of beverages? Would those beverages be covered by the bracha of Hamotzi? So if it's water, that's for sure covered by the Hamotzi. What if it's other drinks? So that was an achlokes of Rishonim. So some Rishonim said that other kinds of drinks are also one would have to require a bracha, and others disagree. So how many years like those Rishonim would say that you don't have to make a bracha if you have a Jewish soda or something in the meal? So we assume it's all there to help you just eat the meal properly. It's all to be bottled to the bracha of the Hamotzi. But some folks can say that since there was an opinion that disagreed, so there's some other practice to get out of the Sabi brachas. How do you get out of the Sabi brachas? So you try to find something that shahako in the middle of the meal. So you might have a cup of orange juice, so you grab some kind of piece of chocolate or something, grab something to exempt the bracha. It's funny because it's not so easy to find something that shahako. You can't just take a piece of chicken, because you have to find something that's not covered by the Hamotzi in order to pop for the drinks. So the two things that are easiest to find are chocolate and sugar. The problem is that neither of them are partial after the bracha. Neither chocolate nor sugar. We talk about chocolate. If you remember, based on all the rules that we spoke about in terms of derivatives and liquids based on fruits, so the halacha should be that you should really make a bar for eitz and chocolate. It's the pashas sadvar. There's really no reason why you don't make a bar for eitz and chocolate. We have a minute, we don't. Whatever the reason is, we have a minute, we don't make shahatla. It's unsafe. It's such an unbelievable shini, gone on the gamma, the gamma, the gamma, right? So it breaks all the rules. Well, sugar is also not the partial rule why you should make shahatla and sugar. Sugar is derived from different sources. Some sugar is sugar cane, some sugar is sugar beets. But either one, the brachish partial, not the shahatla. And somehow, whatever the reason is, the minute became that we were starting shahatla and sugar also, probably for the same reason as the chocolate. So it's funny that the two things that people pick to potter or something brachas or sugar and chocolate, those are the easiest available things. They probably neither of them are right. But that's the next I look. But most of us don't even have to stop. Most of us, if we drink juice, which is so good, we don't go running high and low looking for sugar or chocolate. We just rely on those that we share and say that it's good enough. And we can, that the amazing part is all it's not just water. Again, the only exception is one of which is. I remember one time we had my wife's uncle a sandwich. Those who know from Shalayim, Shkiyah and Asamet, he was a tzaddik. So he was once in America, we lived way back in the Heights. We had a shevach or something for some mishpacha. So he was in our house, and we had just washed, and he came into the kitchen and he asked me for a teaspoon of sugar. I knew exactly what he wanted, because he was not for this opinion of Rishonim, but he doesn't want to drink orange juice or soda or something in the meal unless he makes a shahakol and something else. So my wife had no idea. She said, we just washed. What do you need a cup, a teaspoon of sugar for? So I explained that to my wife. So Rishonim, today, yes, other kind of drinks are a little bit more complicated. Let's say a person is drinking schnapps or something in the meal. Schnapps in the meal. So that's not clear whether that would be covered, because that's also not really beer to help you digest the food. It's a separate, independent drink. Let's say a person has a cup of hot tea or something at the end of the meal. So if that's covered by the halotz, it's also not clear. If it's on Shabbos, it's not a problem. Because then Shabbos, then all these liquids are covered by the Barfi HaGafen. Again, let's make Kiddush, as we mentioned last week. We make a Barfi HaGafen, the pot is already in the mashke. So the Marisha, even the hot tea is covered by the wine, is covered by the Hamaitz. We have a cup of tea at the end of the meal during the week. We didn't make a Barfi HaGafen, that's not so poshut that a person would be, would not have to recite a bracha. So a lot of these things are smakers, but exactly, it's considered to be part of the meal. There's another issue that relates to it, the liquids in general, particularly to water. So the Mishnah tells us that, whereas generally speaking, anything you enjoy, you eat or drink, you enjoy, so you have to recite a bracha on. Water is the only exception to the rule. But the Mishnah says in the end, it's a bracha. It shows that I'm a tzimah. Only if you drink water when you're thirsty, you have to make a bracha. Water doesn't have any taste. So unless there's a park sale, so you're trying to drink water to wash something down, you're choking on a chicken bone or something. So you just drink your water to wash down the chicken bone, then you wouldn't recite a bracha on that. Let's say you just drink your water to wash down a pill, then you wouldn't recite a bracha on that. If you take juice or soda to wash down a pill, then you do make a bracha with your juice with your yen, you're just with your yen, isn't it? But it's just water, which doesn't have a taste anyway, it's just being used to wash down the drink. One would not recite a bracha on that. L'chorah, that din, that you make brachas on things, even though your primary goal is not really to enjoy them, but you are l'maisa enjoying them, unlike water. Water is mamash the exception to the rule. So l'chorah, that should cover also other brachas and anna. Say brachas bar mitzvah b'samach. Instead of smelling something, I am getting enjoyment from it, but it wasn't really my primary goal. So one could argue that I'm doing it for the purpose of smelling it, even though I'm not really want to smell it, wasn't really my goal. Well, by saying I'm doing it for the purpose of smelling and I'm enjoying what I'm getting, so then one would be required to recite a bracha. The Shiloh has asked me, some places, as their COVID precautions, were having people actually having to smell before they walk the building. So instead of like, why are you going to take your temperature, they asked to get a smell. So that's not a right brewer. It's the right brewer that you had COVID a week ago. The smell is not usually one of the first things, like I said, the first symptom that comes. So I'm not sure it's an ironclad proof or anything. Could be, at the time of time, you lose the smell, you're not contagious anymore. I'm not talking about the science right now, but there were some places that were having this. So the Shire was asked, if you walk into the building and they're asking you to smell some very nice thing, so they're giving you some of the summer to smell. So do you make a burger in the summer now? I wasn't particularly interested in smelling these clothes today. On the other hand, I am going to enjoy it once I smell it. So I thought that, that shows the shamashkin refuah. If you drink water with refuah, you don't have to drink it. Having shamashkin for other medicinal, quasi-medicinal purposes,
wouldn't you? What do you mean the difference if you don't know if you will enjoy it? Let's say you don't
know if you are smelling it. You're not sure what you're smelling. So the rule is, I mean, most people in the Kabbalah these days make a bargain with some. The cheshish should be here, maybe they lost the smell. All of a sudden, I don't know. I think if you really believe that it was a meal, you shouldn't have gone to Shulchan. You shouldn't be in this room right now. So the odds are that you probably didn't lose your sense of smell.
That's why I didn't
bring
you in the building.
What?
Because you lost your sense of smell, so I didn't bring you in the building.
So the mice, I think we do make more of something. Say Rechayim didn't make more of something on Abdul ever. Because, I don't know, it smells so well, I don't know, it doesn't cover. I don't know, it's delicious, it smells so well. But for the island, most people do smell things, and if they can, they can decide about it. So, if a person, Taka, has to open, Taka, a person really can't smell, and they shouldn't make a burger to someone as well. So let's say if they're making a bowl for everybody else, so they should stop. Let somebody else make the burger to someone. You can't be much to somebody. Burger to someone is a bichas anan, and even though it's part of the Adola ceremony, but it's still not really part of Adola. It's not really a bichas anan, it's a bichas anan. You have a bichas anan, and you don't appreciate the mitzvah. If I have a mice, I'm not eating, I can't be mitzvah to you in a bichas anan. Anyway, so back to the story. So water is the only drink that you don't make a bracha on if you're not enjoying. Well, it's not clear. We need to put along. What's called Chosimai Motsimo? So, Pasha says you're thirsty. I'm thirsty. Let's say you're not thirsty. You're drinking water because you want to prevent yourself from getting thirsty. You want to prevent yourself from dehydrating. So, you go on the fuel, you climb the Masada, and the Madrid tells you that if you don't drink 16 liters of water, you're going to dehydrate. So, you know, right now you're not thirsty. But the Maisa, if I don't drink for a while, I'm going to get thirsty. So, is that called Chosimai Motsimo? Or is that called taking a pill for medicinal purposes? That's a shame. It's a machlokes of suffice. It's not exactly clear what where those kinds of drinks fall into the category. I usually have an issue with the drinking of water. So a lot of people, they speak for a long time, so the doctors recommend to constantly drink it. If the lubricates are vocal cords, it takes away some of the strain in the throat. So I usually have a bottle of water when I drink. For those who follow my patterns of speaking, so I drink significantly less than I did in the olden days for a very simple reason. It's okay, you're not going to have to take off your mask. So it's not worth it. So I weighed 100 pounds, so I have to really, really drink. But in the old days, feeding in there, I used to drink very adequately during the course of St. Shia. So sometimes I wasn't so thirsty. Now usually I am thirsty by the time I get around to drinking. But in the old days, I wasn't so thirsty. So I would constantly drinking. That was Mama Shosa, Mayim Shalom, Tzimo. So I would always be nervous to recite a bracha. On the other hand, sometimes I am thirsty. Depends on you. As you speak a little longer, you get thirstier and thirstier. So you still always be mocked to try to make a little bit of a bracha before. As far as the shiur, I would always make a shakwa and something. He usually used to have some candies or some Tic Tacs or some mints or something in the office all the time, or he'd put shahakal on it. That way, anytime during the course of the shiur, I'd start to drink. It was one first. It was always covered by that. Have in mind, you don't see that with the original shahakal. No. Okay, anyway, one last nakuda just in terms of Dvarava Machmas Asuda. We spoke last week about when you have things as desserts. What if you have things as appetizers? So I have fruit. Things, let's say if I would have melon at the end of the meal as a dessert, I would make a bracha on it. Except according to the Chaim story. But what about if I have it as an appetizer? So that was the machlekes of Yishani. That machlekes revolved around a Gemara at the end of Masechet Pesachim, where the Gemara talks about Maror. We mentioned passing last week. But the Gemara says you make a bracha also as Maror, but the Gemara doesn't say make a bracha at all. Why do you make a bracha at all in the Maror? So the different Rishon have different answers. The Sabbath Shem said, it's about Machmas Asuda. How do you know Machmas Asuda? So it's a piece of horseradish, piece of barf, lettuce, and even the meal, when it's about Machmas Asuda. And some say, because the Torah declares, the Halacha declares, the Matzah Mar Yechutz, if the Din is, if the Rice is, it's not as engine as an Abonon, you have to eat more as part of the Lela Seder, so that's considered to be part of the Suda. That is the definition of the Suda, but it's like, right, the Matzah Mar Yechutz, so it is considered to be about Machmas Asuda. Others say that the reason why you don't make a baror pri adama on the baror is because you already yet say that the baror pri adama from the carpus from 3 hours earlier. And others say the reason why you don't make a brach, because it's not really bama, it's called bamachas asuda. Why? Because in Bolagara Tavis Achiba, since we need vegetables when we give it a meal, it's an appetizer. It's kishmakernu. It's called an appetizer, the appetite roller. So since these kinds of things stimulate your appetite a little bit, that's also considered to be bamachas asuda. That's a big makhlokes, so that'll happen after meal, let's say, not in Pesach night. A regular time, I eat, go ahead and I eat an appetizer, I eat a food or something as an appetizer. So if you hold that lagar, Tavis Achiva is also considered to be Mamach Asuda, you would make a brach on appetizers. If you don't mind that, so you say that Mora is different. You say that because it's Matzah Mechlu, you say that Mora is covered by the carpet, but otherwise you would have made a brach. Then you would have to make a bracha. That's a something bracha. So probably better. So don't block also. If you have an appetizer, if you need an appetizer, probably better not to yourself. Okay, that was just the shiurim of this. So I thought we had just a couple minutes left to shiurim. I thought we could just talk very, very quickly about some of the ones that relate to hefsek and chadas. Speaking of hefsek and chadas, that's a long one. So again, a lot of them actually is in Arabic psalchim. So I think maybe we'll just Arabic psalchim, but we'll just try to touch very quickly on the Russian problem. So the idea is when you recite a bracha, you're not supposed to have a hefsek between the bracha and the food that you eat. It's tshuvot b'chutz ha-mitzvah, zemeh b'chutz ha-mitzvah, and not supposed to be a hefsek. The right thing is, it's something in the Indian, it's considered to be shayach to the yachiva, then it's not supposed to be a hefsek. That's what you get in. If you have to ask for the salt, if you have other things that are necessary, so that doesn't have to be a hefsek. I'm going to give you an example of that. If you sat down to make a motzi, and you made a motzi, and you're about to eat the bread, and you realize you actually have to feed the animals, so you have to cook and go tell somebody, go cook and go feed the animals, because otherwise that would be also to eat before feeding the animals. In other words, after a certain amount of time, it's going to be better. First, you have to be, there's not the ace of the soap from Kafka, the home, so you have to feed the animals. So the first thing, right, is that's not only true for the animals, but of course it's true, you have people working in the house, it's there in the house, helping serve the food. Before I sit down to eat, just to give her some of these, all free. Sometimes she doesn't want it, because she'd rather eat later when it's quieter in the house. She doesn't have to brush, she doesn't have to force her to eat. But if she have to offer at least to eat before I sit down and eat my meal. So a lot of people don't know this, the chops and yams, a lot of people, it's not right. They sit down the whole meal with their family, and then it's a lot of people doing it, there, but it's not nice. You should offer her something to eat before she gets. But if she wants to not, it's up her eye, but you have to offer her. Well, let's say you made a motzi in the village, you forgot the talavim, so you have to go and wash your mouth before you eat the bread. That's usually not the common case. Usually the common case is you washed already. So the truth is that the mouth you have to say, ah, you have to make the bracha before motzi, it's not the end of the world. You bring the chayz to show, but it's even a problem altogether. So we try with the chayz not to be mouth sick. So it happens on both. That's a, happens in my house once in a while, and you have to do something. Usually Shabbos, we don't have anybody in the house with me. We don't work for sure in the week. But when Yantif falls out on the weekday, so they come out anyway, so they come to call Yantif and help us out a little bit in the kitchen on Yantif. Not that much of a do, they're not doing the laundry, not announce the vacuuming, but at least they can help in the kitchen a little bit. So the non-Jewish is there, they come for meal, and come on Yantif. So sometimes we sit down to wash, and everyone's sitting around the table listening about it. I remember, forgot to give us a D. So on occasion, I've gotten up from the table to teach everyone that before he made a motzi, and go up and explain, say it up, please take something to eat, you want to eat. So that's okay. But we're right. Even if the motzi you're allowed to do, that's a kavacharim to twist around the motzi. Once a person makes the bracha, he has a little bit to eat, then you're allowed to talk, and that will be quiet for the whole meal. It will be better, but there's no such thing. At what point is it permissible to begin to talk? That's a machlokes. Some person can say, from once you start to chew the food, you can really start to talk. And others say, no, you have to swallow the food. If the bracha is not really tight, basically, you literally swallow the food. You should try to be careful not to talk to you. Take that first gulp of food, and after that, you're allowed to talk. We should have a shayla about whether the fact that you're allowed to talk after you start eating, even though you're still continuing the meal, is that also true by Birch Zemitzvah? Let's say I make a bracha, I start a mitzvah, and in the middle of the mitzvah, I want to start talking. So some Hashem says, okay, certainly you're allowed to talk in the middle of a meal, you're allowed to talk in the middle of the mitzvah also. And other Hashem say, no, it's not true. You have to wait until you finish the whole mitzvah. That's what the Hashem talks about this in the Sukkot Bikas Chometz. About it, Tzarek Shevar, that's what the Hashem discussed this topic. Now when you start, you make a bracha, you start with all the mitzvah, so is there any Indian not to talk to you finish the mitzvah? With a riff in the end of the Sefer Mishnah Shem, quotes from the Gaonim, that you're not supposed to talk to you finish the whole Tekiah Shem. Once you make the Shema Koshav, you have to be quiet until the end, all the Tekiahs are said, the brachas, and the end of also, you have to be quiet. And other Mishnah say, well, hold on, there is no such halacha. So back to Birch Zemen. So everybody agrees that when Maisi, you're allowed to talk when you're in the middle of the meal, it's okay. Is there anything that could happen in the middle of a meal that could force you to have to make a new bracha? Is there any haskadas, any hefsek? After you're ready to meet him for a while, anything could go wrong. So that's the whole sugya. And I've been talking about, let's say, if a person has a shini makom. So he's in the middle of a meal, and then he picks up and he goes somewhere else. So is that considered to be a hefsek or not? That's a big thing, much like this from Gemara. And the rule does settle, there are really two different opinions. So some will say, yes, the shini makom is not more than hefsek. And the others will say that shini makom is only for the hefsek when you really, really, really were mishana b'kayim. When you're not mishlefed and you don't plan to come back again, that's called the hefsek. But if you're left and you're clearly coming back, that's not called the hefsek. So what do you mean you're clearly coming back? What's going to determine you're clearly coming back? The Gemara says that one story is, let's say, you left some people behind. So you left a few people behind, so that's indicative of you coming back. So that's a shortfall called the daik alamsa. But what if you didn't leave anybody behind, but it's a kind of a food that you ate that you didn't venture? You make the bracha chorona on, it's a kind of food that requires a bracha chorona b'kayma. Some foods you have to make a bracha chorona b'kayma, and other things don't have to be b'kayma. Say, benching has to be b'kayma. The dinner is, let's say, I ate a whole sandwich and I take a walk for 20 minutes, I can't decide to venture or come back. It's double time bracha chorona b'kayma. In contrast to, let's say, I ate an apple, if I ate an apple, I made a bracha chorona b'kayma, I ate an apple, and then I go across the street, I want to fresh it also. So some foods are clearly, yes, don't look like Vukon, others are clearly not. The Zainas are considered to be, because Alamichia is also like benching, but Al-Eitz says that's a Shayla and Mishayla, we generally assume that not. So comes to one as Machlek is a Meron, the other is a Pesachim, about the Tzemel Ruv and Yom, the wash, and we have an Amalzi. And then sometimes all of a sudden, in the middle of the meal, I take a shpatzir somewhere and I come back 20 minutes later. Is that considered to be a hezkadah? So if I left people behind, then for sure not considered to be a hezkadah. What if I didn't leave anybody behind? So one day the Amaram says, that's not called a hezkadah. Because since you knew you had to come back, since Allah dictated you were required to come back to the bench, so that's considered to be not necessarily built in hezkadah. So not everyone agrees to that opinion, like we share out a basket. But there are laws making like that rule. So most of us practice that as long as the food that you're eating is a tone, a double tone, a drach of the kremlin, so then you don't have to require a new brother. So in the middle of the meal, you can go out and come back again. But you should look at the meal, it's a different story. But in the end, you don't have to recite another bracha or the mezainis or something, it also be okay. So you ate already, you ate already enough that would require you to come back, so then it's considered to be diet that would have to come back, and you'll leave your zakat to the day. So if you came, if you had an apple, you ate half an apple, and then you walk out and you come back, and you leave anybody behind, then you have to recite a new bracha. What even you had a shini makom? How far is considered to be a shini makom? So if a person's within the same building, that's a big machlokes. Mishnah is that considered to be a shini makom? So when you meet with him, we assume that that's not really considered to be a shini makom. It's all in the same basic area. So Mishnah says you should at least have in mind when you make the first brach, if you really plan on leaving, you should have in mind that they may not be able to see a das. But meet with him, we hold. At least you suffer that if it's all in the same building under the same roof, then you need not decide a new bracha. What if it's not under the same roof, but it's in the same property, the same ownership? So many Poskim quote this idea that if you can still see where you are, let's say I made a bracha in my house and then I want to give you some, I want to go to the backyard, then he comes out, I didn't leave any bread behind. And I'm not washing. I'm going to have chicken and salad for dinner. And then I go out to my backyard for a minute and then I come back again. So many Poskim say, as long as you can see it and stay proud and everything, that's all considered to be awesome. That's a sugi that really starts in Kiddush Machom Zulu. The next semester, what's considered to be the same machom, not considered to be the same machom. If a person really starts going somewhere, so that would really pose a challenge. And Moshe writes in the Tshuva that these dinim don't apply something that's darker b'kachti on the run. It's a candy or something. So if he has a candy and a lollipop in his mouth, and he starts eating outside of it, so that's not considered to be a hassle. He's constantly eating, he's still in his mouth as he's eating. So that's dark enough. If he's a gum or something, so every time you walk down the street, you have to brush on the gum, it's all considered to be the same. So yeah, you have to be careful. You do this with us, you don't end up requiring any more. There's a whole other sugya that also appears in that of him. If let's say a person is eating, then they decide to get a bench. Once they decide to get a bench, and that poses a whole challenge, that maybe that's specific to the Eskenaz. Once they receive a bas, if they choose to continue eating, then they're going to have to assign a new bracha. So if they mamish bench, that's for sure. That's clear. That's not everybody. That's how we pass it. Let's say, for example, you bench galakos. So you bench galakos, even though I don't say I make kiddush, so I made a bracha at the beginning of the meal. So the bracha covers all the drinking, all the wine, and the cost of the meal. But once I bench, so then I have to make a bracha on the kosher of the month. One day, the Gemara says, even that's covered by the original Ritaskin. The Ritaskin, if your mamish bench, that's for sure considered to be a new haskala, and you have to recite the bracha. But in mamish bench, I just got prepared to bench. So that's a complicated sugya. Now, so at what point do you say that your preparations for benching will also warrant a new bracha? So there's a discussion about my macharonim, or an amir's havam mevorech. The person can say, let's see whether it was bench together, maybe that's also should be a possible eskadas. Or let's see if the person didn't say anything, which is going to daito that he's gonna bench. That could also be bench to be a required new bracha. So you have a complicated research. So try to avoid these kind of shams. Don't say anything. Don't talk about it. Until you mamish read a bench, then you get up on your bench. And you say, let's bench, so you really mean it seriously. Let's bench doesn't just mean it's not a cue for the person to bring in 6 more desserts. So once you really get into the bench, so then you should get in the program, you should bench.
And
the Baal
of
Isaac
also,
you know,
he says
something
that
kind of affected you. Yeah, it's a Shalot, and also you've got the Baal of the Baal of Suja, right? It's also a what to do about this. The Gemara has a whole Rishon, a whole discussion after Pesachim about how some of these halachas play out in terms of the Dalat Kosis. If you follow the regular rules of Hilchot Brachos, you probably should not be making a bracha in each one of the Dalat Kosis. Let's say you made a bracha at the beginning, and then you know you're going to have the Kos and the Hagadah. That's going to be an hour later, and I think you have a Tzvorah. So the stomach that second Kos should be covered by the first bracha. So let's say when you have to make a bracha in the third coast because the birch samozim is a mafsik, if the bracha howls, you're tired in the case of the whole house every 10 minutes. So you get the break between the coast of the birch samozim because the house is going to be 20 minutes or so. So based on the regular rules of the brachas, you probably should not have to recite a new bracha in the case. So that's what happened. Then if you have to specify them all, there's a dacha don't mistake making a bracha. You only make a bracha on the first coast and on the third coast, but they don't make on the second and the fourth. And most Ashkenaz, they make a bracha on all four coasts. Just one of the reasons given is that our coast is different because each coast is almost a separate unit, a separate mitzvah. So even though the regular rules of Yitzhak would have dictated not to make a bracha, but that would be the seven coasts. It's not Nigra Bus, the first coast, it's a separate entity. The fourth coast is not Nigra Bus, the first coast, it's a separate entity. Again, there's a lot of dinim. We're really trying just to very, very quickly. A lot of dinim as to what is considered as Kanaz and not considered as Kanaz. So once you try to avoid these fakers in these areas, you have the suffering, actually, the dinim. So then, some brachas also, one wouldn't necessarily require the bracha. Okay? Again, we didn't finish all of this, and then still plenty more left and then to go. But for our purposes, we try to give you a little some of the Russian questions. We hope that's Shabbat after the break. So we'll move into the Mitzvah of Shabbos. We'll finish all Chodesh Beis in 3 months. I'll try to finish up Chodesh Beis in the next 3 months. Okay, I have a thought. Everybody, the time is going to be on.
in the cap on Shabbos, if it was some sincere motives, can I continue eating?
Yeah, if you have in mind that you don't want to be, you don't want to end, you can have one not to mention them also. You can continue to eat after them also. You have to mention them after. Yes, I will eat.